For live and direct, thanks to NZ On Air Music. Good God!
So Polyester are a band who have been on the come up for a while now. They have an album in the works. And recently they've been riding high in the 95 BFM Top 10 with their latest track, Is It Different for a Boy? It's fantastic to have them. They're all in the room.
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Can I get your number off and maybe introduce yourselves so that way we can all get you on microphone? Because I know there's a couple of you who are lingering by the door.
Hi, I'm Sylvia.
Cool. One.
Hey, I'm Tane.
My name's Kedia.
Hello, I'm Amelia. Yeah. Number four.
Number five, Grouch.
He's like Prince, he's just got the one name.
Amelia, you're on the radio every day.
Sorry.
So I was thinking, and you mentioned not to talk about the former iteration of the Scribble, not to mention it, but just that it was a long time ago.
The band that do not speak its.
What I'm trying to say is that you have been around for a while in various iterations. Where do we find you now?
In the good zone. We're in the good zone.
You can find us in Auckland City.
Where we are right now, we're in the 95 BFM studio.
Polyester.bandcamp.com. We're also on SoundCloud, Spotify, Apple Music, Facebook.
Get out!
We're also on the popular email client Gmail under the real polyester@gmail.com. Please do send us through your emails. You can add us on Google Plus. I'm sure we'll be there.
We'll scan in a kiss on our response to any fan mail.
Everybody should leave now. No, we're good. We're doing good.
Yeah, clearly.
Making some new stuff. Everybody's very silly.
I was going to say the band is in high spirits.
Yeah. I think someone's had a coffee.
This just sums up every practice, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, this is an insight into the Polyester band practices.
Very serious.
Which happen in the 95 BFM production studio.
They do.
Right?
The magic happens right here.
Which is what I really love, because for a long time there was heaps of music coming out of 95 BFM from the production studio. Heaps of the early hip-hop from New Zealand for a while there. Was all made in the production studio, and then it kind of stopped for a while. But now, with a few people with large equipment, large amounts of equipment, it's the tide has changed.
Yeah, I think it's good.
We're blasting in.
Yeah, we're just adding, I guess, adding to what's already been. I think it's good.
You recorded your record, or are recording your record in there as well?
Yeah, we recorded the single in there, and we're currently recording some other stuff as well. We're going to put out another thing pretty soon, and then we're going to do... I see Amelia just scooching towards that microphone. we're going to put out our album next year, so we're going to record it in there, I think.
Ah, so it's not yet done.
Not entirely finished.
It's mostly done.
I just think it's not finished because I haven't done
Yeah, Sylvia
yet.
Hasn't done her bit yet.
I'm so just like, I don't care, whatever.
What's stopping you, Sylvia?
I work at a call centre most of the time.
Preach.
And otherwise, I'm just drinking wine and sleeping. So I've got a busy schedule. but also, I just haven't done it yet, but I'll do it.
Gotta get in the zone, I guess.
You gotta get in the zone. Oh, I tried to do it yesterday, but I had had too much coffee. I had a vanilla Coke and half a donut for lunch. So I was like physically shaking, and then I started to record and my voice was like, and I was like, can't, not after a vanilla Coke and half a donut.
Yeah, it was a beautiful natural vibrato. I might leave it in a bit of that in there, actually.
What kind of sounds are you going for with this record?
Good sounds. We're going for good sounds. I don't know. We're doing more pop. I feel like we're getting closer to our true Cardigans enlightenment section. And also, we're getting very... I don't know. We're getting... It's good. I like it.
We're getting hopefully more gated reverb on the snare.
pop in the sense of, well, sorry, cardigans in the sense of the band or in the...
No, yeah, the band's not the swear.
Yeah, we're kind of moving away from the item of clothing towards the band.
Yeah, okay. Less twee, more pop.
Okay.
Yeah.
But pop is a broad term.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I mean, what kind of pop? Like, let's nail it down.
All right. Shall we?
Well, definitely Carly Rae Jepsen. I love her forever.
Amelia loves Carly Rae Jepsen.
Madonna.
Madonna. We don't sound anything like Madonna. Don't just put Madonna. Now we have to sound like Madonna. I can't live up to that.
Madonna is a big inspiration on the production.
Yeah, well, Madonna's a big inspiration for all constantly.
Shout out to Madonna's producer.
Thank you, Madonna's producer.
Thank you.
I noticed when you were doing a quick sound check before, Kedia, there was a lot of hi-hat work.
Oh yeah,
it somewhat reminded me of like the early noughties in a good way.
Yeah, we're sort of getting more poppy in a sort of like a dancey way, I reckon. Like we've had one of our songs when we were practicing the other day, and it really reminded me of like sort of some dance music that came out in like 2007. That I just sort of like, I don't know. It was one of those things where I was like, I can imagine that in 2007.
When we played with the Beths and the other band, I'll just call it the other band, you know.
The other band we don't talk about?
No, the other band, you know, post. Anyway.
Kit McGrath.
yeah, I remember there was like this really weird review written up, and then I was like, oh, I'll read about me. And the guy was like, yeah, there's a lot of hi-hats. There was a lot of hi-hats, and then he's like, oh, but like, I listened to the recordings and there was no hi-hats. I'm like...
Oh,
I was like, but it wasn't the same drummer, but I was like, yeah, I was like, oh, I play a lot of hi-hats. But I think I still play a lot of hi-hats, and I think it's adds.
We've really built the sound around Kitty's hi-hats. We were like, oh, it's lots of hi-hats. I guess we're going to have to bring it into more of a dance direction.
How did you come into the band, Kitty? Did they ask you? Did you ask
them? Story goes, I was like, oh, I'm real sad. I'm not in any bands apart from my own band.
Yes.
And I'm like, I want to be in more bands, and I want to get out there and play with more people. And then I was in Flying Out, and I was talking to Bridge. We were having a good old time, and I'm like, oh, do you know any bands that I could join? And he's like, oh, I'll tell you what. There's a good little group of people who are needing a drummer, and they're called Kit McGrath. And I was like, oh yeah, I saw Kit McGrath at Whammy Bar once, and Sylvia was wearing a real crazy plastic one
it was
piece.
It's like a perspex jumpsuit with a zip all the way down to the crotch.
It was
crotch.
Great. I was like, wow, that's a great outfit. I think I can't remember what I think Tani was wearing like. It was like, no, it was a band. It was like iconic Tani band shirt that I saw. Yeah.
What does that mean? Do you want to explain?
I have no idea. I think I just envision it as being just iconic Tane.
Shit.
Northern Soul Keep the Faith?
Oh yeah, Northern Soul Keep the Faith. All night, up all night.
But yeah, I was like, and then Bridge,
what was Michael?
So then Bridge was like, yeah, Kit McGrath, and I was like, oh sweet. And then I think I messaged the band. And then it was probably Amelia that was like, ooh.
I remember the message. It said, hey, I was talking to Bridge, and he said that you might need someone in your band. I can play everything.
Yeah, that's true. Because I think he's just like, oh, they might be looking for someone. And I was just like, I don't know what you want me to play, but I'll play anything you want.
We said, how are your hi-hats?
Yeah, they wanted me to audition and play Tool.
That's actually true.
It is really true.
He came into the practice space, and I was really anxious about meeting a new person that I would have to hang out with for like a very significant amount of my time. And so I gave him a very awkward interview where I said, oh, do you skateboard? Do you look like my friend that skateboards? And he said, no. And I said, oh, do you surf? And he was like, no. And I was like, yeah, me neither. That's cool. And then I was like, yeah, he's cool.
I also remember it very well because it was one of the first days I started my job at making bagels.
And yeah, and you brought us bagel crisps.
Yeah. And then I woke up like real early, like 5:30. And then I went to work, and then I was in like this real sweaty outfit, and I also came up to BFM and did the news. And I was like freaking out while I was reading the news. I was like, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. And then I walked up, and then I was in this massive, like, it was like this massive, like, thick cord woolen fleece jacket that I walked. So it was real freezing in the morning, so I like wanted to keep warm. And then I walked up and I was sweating my ass off, and then went in, and then I was real nervous. And new people, it was scary people. But
meeting
yeah,
your
and then you asked
friends.
Them to play Tool?
Yeah.
And then, did you actually ask him to play Tool?
No, Tani was like real. He was like real, like to the point. He's like, you need to play Tool. You're like, yeah, have you got your Tool song sorted?
What era?
I don't.
What era were you wanting?
What era, Tom?
I just said the entire.
Yeah, their entire back.
That's a quiet 10,000 Days fan right there.
Yeah, Northern Soul 10,000 Days. That's me.
This band seems like a lot of fun.
No.
If you, yeah.
It's a lot of fun, but it's a lot of work, you know, Zach. It's a lot of work to have this much fun.
If you come live, you'll see the fun aimed mostly at the keyboard section where Amelia's just kind of doing the little.
She throws a lot of shapes. A lot of good shapes.
Little
well, work hard, play hard.
I started playing keyboard so that I could do less with music and more with my body.
Okay.
But then I started playing keyboards with two hands and now it's like takes up all of my body. It's really
she
disappointing.
She just goes for the leg out now.
Yeah.
Leg out the all side. Right.
I'm doing a can-can for the radio audience at home, but Zach's loving it.
And we'll make sure that Ben and Adam capture that when they film you in a moment. We're going to have you play three songs, yes. As is the
absolutely
as is the agreement.
We signed on the dotted line for three songs.
Three songs. What songs will they be?
So we're going to play our single, Different for a Boy. We're going to play a song that we've only played live once before, when we played with Tiny Ruins. And we're going to play a song that nobody has ever heard before. So,
Sexy Space Love Song.
Sexy Space Love Song. It's called Dream About My Touch. It's a bit on the nose.
So sorry, just for
don't
just,
do that.
Just for Ben, who needs to edit all these videos and know the names of the songs. One more time. Different for a Boy.
Different for a Boy, Dream About My Touch, and Maybe This Is Love.
But in the reverse order to that.
Yeah, in the reverse order to that.
Poly- there you go. You got that, Ben? Good job. Perfect.
You joke, but this is gonna come in so yeah, this is gonna be handy, is what I'm trying to say.
It's all for Ben.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We'll
see you soon.
Yeah. we'll usher you out into the lounge. Again, this is a situation where the band is a bit too loud, a bit too ruckus for the 95 BFM studio, so we've put them in the lounge. You can find Polyester's back catalogue at therealpolyester.bandcamp.com, and you can see them perform at Laneway Festival next year on the 29th of January. They're going to be performing alongside other New Zealand talent like Aldous Harding, Bank, Connor Moccasin. Who else have we got on there? Mellow Downs, who will join us soon. Noah Slee. And Wax Chattels and Unitone Hi-Fi. Alright, so I guess we'll just leave it over to them. 95 BFM, Freak the Sheep. I hear a bit of tuning, so
hello.
Hello.
Hi. We're doing it. We're gonna do music. It's happening all around us. This is Maybe This Is Love.
1 second.
Just gonna take this opportunity to do a shout out to my friend Rosie. Happy 29th birthday, Rosie. Hey. Keep on living.
I'm ready now.
Good. My heartbeat, oh, when my heartbeat the lifeless, the song on the wind flows, my lips move at times, so the red rose with thorns grows, I feel something breathing, a change of the season, the whole world's in love with me, I can feel it. Or I'm just going crazy, stars fall from above. are going hazy. Must be a fantasy or my destiny. Be a grand illusion or a dream come true. Dream come true. Dream come true. Must be a grand illusion or a dream come true. Dream come true. Dream come true. As soon as I say that, it's still Dream About My Touch, it'll just be in a couple seconds. This is the first time this song has ever been heard by somebody that isn't in our band or dating our band. So. Yeah, we have a collective girlfriend.
Okay, yeah, now something went wrong.
It's alright, calm down. Make it happen. Make it work.
Could it be the distance between us will bring us back together? Shadows on a new moon, a new star, lighting up the touch, my body moves in sympathy. At night I can feel you deep on me. The thoughts on the sky flickering from your window, whispering to me. And dream about me, dream about my touch, the brush of my cheek, the color of sundown. Bring you to sleep, just dream about me, dream about my touch. Thank you.
be this lovely where you are out in the forever. Shadows on a new moon, a new star lighting up the heavens. Here on earth, I hear word about you. You're doing so well. By yourself, doll.
It's the hot lights is making my synth go out of tune.
Shh. Hey guys, we're still on the radio. Let's play the club banger. Club banger. This is Sierra. This is our Sierra Act Like a Boy.
Meeting us by the sleeping sea. Is it
bit different for a boy. This feeling, the rush inside, this double feeling my heart does to me. This pain and joy, is it different for a boy? 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 I couldn't sleep. I had to find you, the beat of my heart. The lights in my rear view. Open your eyes. Look out your window. Pick up the phone. I'm trying to get through. Is it different for a boy? 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 Is it different for a boy?
That was Live and Direct, thanks to NZ On Air Music.